Welcome to Insights as a Service. This week, we're doing what we always do, which is to try and help MSPs get ahead. And we're doing that by doing a bit of a, not investigation, but just a solid look at 3CX, what it can do, what it can't do, how you can tell whether or not it's the right fit for your clients. Nick Phillips, as always, very nice to see you.
Thank you. Look, I think we should probably start off here by going, how are we authorities on this topic and why you should actually listen to us when we talk about 3CX.
Great point.
Yeah. But I guess for those listening or watching, Lightwire hosts a managed, has a go-to-market offering of hosted 3CX in Australia and New Zealand. We have about 185 to 200 instances of 3CX. It's our bread and butter VoIP or UCaaS platform.
Having said that, Teams phone is catching up fast, but yes, totally. We're preferred supplier, partner, blah, blah, blah. But the key thing is, this really isn't a sales pitch. This is trying to make sure that our partners, those people listening, MSPs, of course, are aware of what it can do, what it can't do, and how to determine whether it's a good fit for a customer. And then also, I guess, just the variations in service delivery options, and just a bit of a heads up as to changes within the 3CX strategy, where they're heading. So let's maybe kick off then with just talking about the deployment model. So over the years, we've seen lots of MSPs who want to own the actual infrastructure and the licensing, and sometimes just use the telco, whether that's us or someone else, for the SIP trunking. That basically means deploying a server on site, but creates a single point of failure, right? So pretty much anything happens to your power internet, it's not great.
It's doomed, yeah. Or the guy that actually looks after it.
Yeah. Better option, public cloud, which is what we do, which introduces an HA design option, which is certainly our default. But should we talk about the 3CX, what are they calling it, like a self-managed or fully managed
3CX
install?
Hosted, essentially. But that's hosted with DigitalOcean. They've got 13 data centers in the Northern Hemisphere. So no offering down our way, Australia and New Zealand, to be able to host that. So don't worry if you are a existing 3CX partner kind of branching into our area currently. So that's kind of the new model that's been around for, I want to say, six to 12 months now, and it's free for the first year. So they're really trying to butter people up to
which is
to that.
Pretty enticing, and certainly marks a strategy shift where they're looking to sell direct to market and sort of not necessarily through the partner channel. And the worry for us, I guess, when we saw that news was, well, how do we offer value over and above that? But you did some interesting research before this. Maybe you can give us some ideas on that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously hosting is a dime a dozen, right? How much control do you have over that hosting, over that availability, over that failover? We have that full reach into the public cloud that we have over AWS, and our engineering team are AWS experts in that sense, that we can reboot the whole instance if that locks up nice and quickly, or we can put automation around that. There's elements of something being hosted that still keeps it, one step removed from someone being able to add value through support. But I think beyond hosting, there's a whole array of areas where partners can add support for 3CX. And that's through actually looking at your business's requirements, implementing call flows that work to suit those needs, to suit those drivers, understanding how your technical, the wider part of your technical stack works, right? So you might have physical phones, iPhones, things like that, varying ages and things like that, integrating that into your current phones or into 3CX, and how maybe existing setups can migrate to that without huge capital outlay. That's where a partner really adds their value. And then you've got the support element as well, right? So coming into someone who knows 3CX or any VoIP solution, I guess, in hindsight, through and through, where they can go, we've got this issue, this is how we fix it. We've got, you want to do this, this is how you achieve that. It's more than a call up a big contact center, spend hours sitting in the queue. You know, you want to work with an MSP that knows your business, that's aligned with your business, and gives you that responsiveness that, yeah, their business actually needs.
But you know, if an MSP or a telco out there is like, well, how do I explain to my clients why they shouldn't just go direct to 3CX? They should work with us because we can add value. Didn't you see that there's a cost of every call lodged with 3CX from a support perspective?
Yeah, and
under that model.
Yeah, so under the new 3CX model, where they're doing the hosting, it's $75 a ticket, which is expensive because I guess if you lodge the ticket wrong because you think it's incident X and it's actually incident Y, you're up for $180. And the currency conversion is not very friendly to our area of the woods at the moment. But, you know, think about that. We're talking the MSP world, you know, you can build a whole retainer around having that, you know, as part of your support offering to that client, you know, making sure that they are just constantly able to use their UC platform and other tooling.
Right. So, okay, let's move on then, since we've covered off on deployment models, to license types. There's standard, there's pro, there's enterprise. Standard is basically free on the 4 and 8 line channel model, and isn't even something we offer. And the reason for that and why a lot of people stay away from it is because things as basic as call queues aren't supported. Having said that, if you've got a client who has very basic needs, they need IVRs, they need inbound, outbound, and maybe some, I don't know, time of day diverts, something like that, that they're probably going to be fine. The moment you get into one in call queues, some advanced reporting, et cetera, then you want to go pro.
Yeah.
Pro is the one we default on. I think a lot of people do, but enterprise now has probably two key differentiators, one being skills-based routing. So you've got, let's say, a call center or a support desk, and you've got some people who speak a foreign language and they have different capability levels. You can give them a rating of 1 to 5. And then determine that, you know, the first call goes to the highest rated and the next to the next highest rated, et cetera. So that's only supported on enterprise. The other one is the Teams phone integration on version 18.
Yeah, that's...
Do you want to just talk at all, because you know this, do you want to talk about like what that integration actually allows? Because I'm not as up to speed.
No, that's cool. So the 3CX integration essentially is using 3CX as your main PBX. So it's handling all the inbound rules. So, you know, push 1 for sales, push 2 for that. And it routes all that through the usual call flows you would inside 3CX. What the 3CX Teams phone integration does is it then moves that user's extension into Teams, essentially. So it leverages all of the Microsoft Teams phone direct routing elements for that. So you've got to get a bit of scripting to do and you know, some licensing to get that up and running. So in some ways you are duplicating costs a bit, but essentially the end user can answer the phone on their Teams client rather than having to go all the way into 3CX or having multiple apps.
Sounds like you need to answer the phone right now.
Just burn that. What's it doing?
It stopped. Okay, good. All right, so let's talk about the what 3CX can't do. I think it's important to understand if your clients have specific needs, particularly advanced needs, where it's not going to be a good fit. So if your customer needs something like sentiment analysis, where the system can detect you know, whether someone starts a call happy, ends up unhappy, or vice versa, which is particularly useful if you're a call center manager or a support team, a support desk manager, and you're trying to, I guess, have some clear flags for when you should be running quality assurance and checking how calls went, that is not supported by 3CX. You'd need to look at another platform. If you are looking for wrap-up codes, I don't think wrap-up codes are supported on 3CX either.
Not wrap-up codes, but you can kind of integrate it with a bit of journaling and things. You can kind of pull off the same functionality, but it's not as smooth as your wrap-up codes.
Okay. That's good to know too. And the other one that is a feature I've seen elsewhere is the concept of screen recording, right? So when you listen to a call recording, you can also see the screen that the user is using. So if they're in a support team and you can hear that maybe on the sentiment analysis recording they're disinterested or unhappy, and then you look at the screen recording and you can see they're just on Facebook, it's that sort of insight that you would be given. So again, not supported by 3CX, supported on other platforms, not 3CX.
I think that's a pretty killer feature. There's few and far between of, I guess, voice offerings that have that. But I feel like that is a killer function that's coming to the contact center space.
Hey, what's the other thing it doesn't do on that Teams integration? It's not two-way. Something's not two-way. What's the limitation there?
No, it is two-way.
Is it that you add users, though, one way they're added? If you add them in 3CX, they're added in Teams, but not the other way?
It's one of those complicated ones where if you add a user in 3CX, it won't create a user in Microsoft 365. You've got to kind of send it across and associate it, but it'll pull and pick up a DDI and link it. But as well, again, if you delete a user in Office 365, it won't delete the extension in 3CX world.
Okay.
So there's a bit of coordination around that, but that can be built into any kind of onboarding, offboarding process, really.
Okay. All right. Not the end of the world. So I guess when we're talking about who 3CX suits, you've really got to go through a couple of things. One, which license is required? And then based on the requirements, does the Pro or Enterprise license actually tick all the boxes? I think for the vast majority of customers, it will.
Yeah.
It's the really advanced call center or inbound sort of service desk requirements that it might not tick. But I guess I would play devil's advocate there, I guess, and just say, that comes at a price. The cost for the kind of services that will provide that functionality are on a per user basis, not per channel, which is a whole thing, and significantly more expensive. So you want to make sure that if your customers are saying they want that kind of functionality, that the return on that investment is clear, that the feature is matched by a benefit and a return on investment, that they have the processes to drive business improvements and outcomes from those features.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess the last thing to touch on is just the future of 3CX's channel focus. We've seen quite a lot of content coming out, haven't we, that's got certainly a direct market focus.
Feel a focus for it. There's been a few paid partnerships on YouTube that I've seen. Too much, to be fair. Really good, really informative, actually, even for those that are partners. But yeah, I think there will, like every other vendor in the space, be a direct-to-market strategy that comes out in the next couple of years.
I think it's already here. I think the direct-market strategy. I don't think they're going to be strictly direct-to-market. I don't think they're going to replace the channel, but they've got – where they're different is that they've only had a channel strategy, whereas Microsoft – Phone, now formerly Microsoft Teams, has always had a Microsoft calling plan option that someone could go directly to Microsoft for an end-to-end solution. And then it's been up to people like us who have a direct routing offering to go, well, we've got unlimited calling. Mm-hmm. We've got a complete DDI and toll-free offering. We've got all these things that we can add value with. So why would you take that offering? Whether it's Dialpad or RingCentral or whatever, they've all got direct market strategies. So I don't begrudge 3CX having a direct market strategy. It's just it makes it really important for us, for our partners, for MSPs who are selling 3CX to their customers to go, we have very clearly differentiated ourselves and we add value where 3CX can't.
I think we should also highlight 3CX don't have telco in that direct to market strategy at this stage. There's no calling plan associated with it. So you still have to have a carrier to be able to make calls. Otherwise, you've got a UK system that does instant messaging. Internally.
Yeah. So as it stands right now in Australia and New Zealand, 3CX has done what 3CX has always done. They've got licenses and that's it. And then everything else is the same. But what we see in the rest of the world is that they've got this cloud agreement, DigitalOcean, and they're offering to provide the licensing and the hosting. But as you point out, not the SIP trunks. So there's still that opportunity to add that value as a telco, to add that value as an MSP, but also then to wrap that up in a more comprehensive support and hosting solution. But again, as it stands right now in Australia and New Zealand, nothing changes, but the signs are fairly clear that the intent is there for at least some of those ancillary features, ancillary components to be available directly through 3CX.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Boom. So, okay, look, we're going to wrap it up there. It's super short, but we thought we'd try something a little bit different this week where we talk about a particular product, where we just highlight some of the changes, some of the particularly sort of more nuanced features of it. Super keen on feedback. If anyone listening would like to let us know whether it landed, whether it didn't, things we should have covered. Perhaps if this did land, are there other services that we should cover in a similar fashion? So, Nick, thanks for teaching me stuff.
You're welcome. I'm going to do a subtle plug to say we're actually also working on a 3CX webinar for our partners. So if you do have anything that you want covered in more detail, do let us know.
Sounds good. Look forward to seeing it. Other than that, you know where to find us. Nick Phillips, 2Ls on LinkedIn. Also, Nick at insightsasaservice.fm. Brendan Ritchie on LinkedIn. And Brendan at insightsasaservice.fm. And as always, we will be back again next week.